life of the church in days coming.
Amen. Well, bless the Lord.
Thank God. I'm glad for peace, aren't you? I tell you one thing, you can't buy it. Amen. It's a gift. It comes with the grace of God. Amen. Peace of God, peace with God, peace of God. Edgar Thomas told me this one time. He said, Brother Joel, he said, the Old Testament saints, Israel, they was blessed with prosperity. He said, the New Testament saints, Jesus said, my peace I give you. He said, they got the peace of God. Amen. That's a blessing. Amen. You'll never get enough in this life. Never. You'll never get enough to yourself. If that's what you're seeking, you'll never get enough. But thank God you can't beat peace. Amen. That's right. People die with, amen, Harold Hughes. And Harold, that Hughes man had all that money. Amen. Lived in a cave, friend. Amen. They said to him, I said, well, if, what, Mr. Hughes, what would you like to request? He said, have a little more. Amen. He died that way. He didn't have what it took. He just had the world stuff. Amen. But listen, ain't God the man that built the barns? Amen. He said, I'm going to tire these down, build greater. Amen. Listen, ain't God said, no, tonight your soul's required. And whose things will they be then? Amen. He never listened. Ain't God, he died a fool. He said, thou fool. Amen. Listen, he didn't know what life was about. He thought he was going to eat and drink, be married. God said, you're a fool. Amen. Whose things will they be then? They'll be somebody else's. Ain't God, friend, I'm thank God, the peace of God is the best thing a man can have. Amen. Thank God. Amen. I'm going to look in John chapter 1. I want to tell you something this morning. Listen, I had a man tell me, he said, you can't keep people interested in preaching doctrine all the time. I said, well, if they mature, you will. Amen. Thank God, that's what the Bible is. Right. It's doctrine. Right. Amen. It's the teaching of the Word of God. I'm satisfied in it. Amen. Listen, all Scripture is given by what? Inspiration of God. Profitable what? Doctrine. Amen. Reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. He said, preach the Word. Be instant in season, out of the season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort. With what? All long suffering and doctrine. Amen. Thank God, that's how we learn. Amen. Listen, he said, you got to motivate people. I said, that's God's business. Amen. I ain't a cheerleader, I'm a preacher. Amen. The Word of God will motivate you. You got to motivate yourself. Thank God, friend. Amen. He said, strut the gift of God's within you. Why? By the way of remembrance. Amen. Listen, you can think back where he brought you from. Thank God, that'll light the fire. Amen. Thank God, think more of what he's doing for you now. Had to put some more fire in you. Amen. I'm just saying this morning, ain't God, there ain't nobody better than him. Ain't nobody can compare to him. Ain't nobody, thank God, like him. No man, ain't God, ever like him. Ain't God, no man came in the world like him. Amen. Listen, ain't God, when he came, ain't God, friend, it was a different ball game. Amen. That's right. Ain't God, he hit him right straight with the truth. Amen. Look at John 1:1. Let's look at this good book. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Oh, yes. Verse number 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld, John said, we beheld his glory. The glory is the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. Listen this morning. You can't figure out God, but there is a revelation of truth to our heart. I said this, we know by relationship, and we know by revelation. That's how we know this morning. Amen. We know, thank God, because it's made known to us. Amen. You,
listen. Thank God if you preach this book, teach this book, read this book. Amen. Sometimes, brethren, it don't seem like it fits together. Amen. Here a little, there a little. But thank God, the more you read it, the more you get it. Amen. Because he's giving it to you. Amen. Listen. Thank God. Listen, there's a lot of things, amen, that God says in this book, amen, that we don't grab hold of. But I'm glad, thank God, the things that I do have, he gave me. And that's what I know. I cannot preach. I cannot tell you anything I don't know. I can't. I wish I could tell you the whole thing. But what I've been given is the only thing I can give you. That's the only thing. And he's got to give it to me. And if he don't give it to me, I won't give it to you. I can get up and make general statements. Amen. Listen. But it will not help you much. Thank God. But if I can give you some personal stuff that God's showed me that might help you. Thank God in this thing. That's the way we live. Thank God. Listen. Thank God. It ain't me finding a sermon. It's God giving me something in my heart. I don't read the Bible to get a sermon. I ain't got to read the Bible to get fed. And through that I get it. Amen. And listen, he's going to have to tell it to me. If he don't give it to me, or you, thank God, you ain't going to help me. Thank God, if you ain't got no experience with it, amen. That's right. That's right. Look at this thing. In the beginning was the Word. I want to say this. The Word was already there. Amen. He always has been. Thank God. Amen. The eternal Word. I'm not just talking about a Word, the Word. Amen. The Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was already there. Amen. Who is the Word? Him. Thank God. He is. Listen. That Word there means a thing. It's something said. It's a thought he got and he said it. It's not only just a Word or the Word. It's a message that he had. He is the message. Amen. He is everything. Thank God, he is the difference. Amen. He makes a difference, but he is the one that is the difference. Everything in your life is consisted by him. Amen. Even in your physical being, and especially in life, he gives spiritual life. In him was life. Amen. He gave life. You have life. Amen. Inside this temple, there is life this morning that he gave me through his Son. All things are of his Son. He's done it for his Son. Everything is. I don't care what we got. If we got it, it's because of him. Thank God it ain't a cause of us. It's because of him this morning. It ain't Hyde as him. It ain't Redmond as him. Thank God it ain't. Ain't got anybody else. It's all about him this morning. Amen. Thank God, Son. In the beginning was the Word. Amen. That's the created Word. I mean the creation. Thank God he created. He spake and it was done. Amen. He stood fast. In the beginning, God created the heaven and earth. That's the Word right there. Amen. Listen. And the Word was with God. Amen. He's got the Word and is with him. Amen. That's the Word was with God. The Word was God, it said here in the book. Amen. That's deity. The Word means something said. It means divine expression of him being who he is. Thank God, because listen, thank God this time he's in the Godhead. He always has been. Amen. Listen, the God can see us, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And these three are what one. And in him all the fullness dwells. In the Godhead, in the body of Christ, everywhere the Godhead dwelt. Amen. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Listen, that's him. Thank God he's the creator this morning. Without him, there's nothing made. Everything. Thing you see, he made it. Amen. Listen, he done it. Thank God. By the expression of the Word of God, of his own mouth, he spake it and it appeared. Amen. Amen. Son, I'm telling you, you'll let that charismatic crowd hinder you and say, well, you can speak the Word and speak things into existence. Listen, he's already spoke things in existence. Thank God it's about believing him. Amen. Believing what he said. Amen. I'll tell you this. There is power in words. There is power in words. Amen. Listen. You ever said something, thank God? I said, listen, I know this. Amen. To be true. I don't know how you interpret what I'm about to say. But I've said things before and said it. I didn't speak it in existence. Thank God. But I've seen the revelation come. Amen. Listen. God reveals things through what meditation does in a man's heart and in his life through the word now. Amen. Not something out outer space. Amen. Thank God, the mystery of godliness. Amen. How you get God was manifest in the flesh. Amen. Seen, thank God, my friend, justified in the spirit, seen of angels. Amen. Who is God? Jesus is God. Amen. Listen. Who is deity? He is. Amen. What's deity? Godhead. Amen. That's deity. Thank God, friend. Listen. Thank God. The Masonic Lodge says all you had to do is believe in a deity. Oh, be more specific. Ain't but one deity, and that's Christ. Amen. One deity. Amen. This ain't any deity. There's one deity and one God and one Father and one Lord and one Holy Ghost, and he is. And what he says is complete. And I'm telling you this morning. Brethren, listen. He is the Lord. He is the God of heaven. And he spake and created all things by the power of his word. Amen. He is the word of God. He said, God, he said in Revelation, his name is called the word of God. He'll come back. His name is the word of God. Listen, he is the spoken word. He's the speaker of the word. The word there, faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Amen. That means it's a rhema word. That's what it means. It means it's not only a written word, it's a spoken word. The word spoke to you. Thank God, through the declaration of the word, that the Holy Spirit spoke to you through the empowerment of the word. Christ is the word. Amen. Listen. Thank God. He said here, thank God, in the beginning. He's before the word. I mean, before the creation. He's before the beginning. Amen. He always has been. Ain't never been a time he wasn't. Amen. He existed forever. Amen. Listen. Ain't God, but he became man. Ain't God. Listen. When he took on man's flesh. Amen. Jesus Christ became a human being. God created man in his own image. He breathed into man's nostrils and the breath of life come into him. It's amazing, the plan of God. Amen. How the seed can get in the woman. Amen. And 9 months later, here comes a little baby holding. Amen. We were one time. Amen. But listen, in Mary's womb was planted by the Holy Ghost, begotten of God. Amen. Thank God, the Lord Jesus. Amen. And he come. Amen. Like we would through the womb of Mary. But he had no earthly father. Thank God, he had the heavenly father. He begotten of God, friend. There never been anybody else made like that. Thank God, he was made like that. Amen. Thank God. That's why people don't. That's the, listen, that's the most hated thing today. They don't believe he's the only way. They don't believe, thank God, God could be a man. Amen. But he was. And he is. There's one man. Thank God, the mediator. Thank God, the man Christ. Amen. He is a man. Thank God, look at this man. What manner of man is this? Thank God, he's a man Christ. What, thank God, he is. He's a man. That he's God. He's a God man. Amen. Thank God, who is it you? Who do men say that I am? He said, well, some say you're Jeremiah. Some say you're Elias. He said, some say you're other prophets. But he said, but whom do you say that I am? He said, well, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. He is. He said, well, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood had not revealed this to you. He ain't, but my Father which is in heaven. It's been made known to you who I am. Amen. Listen, thank God. He got revealed who he was. Amen. He let him know who he was. Amen. That's right. You got to know who he is. Not know about him, but know him. Amen. Love him. Know about him. Amen. Listen, but they don't know him. They don't know him in relationship. They don't know him, thank God, in that communion. They don't know him, amen, for who he said he was. Amen. Listen, thank God, he is who he said he was. Amen. He said, before Abraham I was, I am. Thank God. Listen, they stopped wanting to stone him over that because Abraham was claimed to be their father. But how can this man be, thank God, before Abraham? Amen. Listen, thank God, because of what his age was. He's eternal, friend. Thank God, he made Abraham. Amen. He put it in Abraham. He showed Abraham. He called Abraham. He used Abraham. And the man they talking to done it all. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Notice this here. The same was in the beginning with God. Divine presence. Divine presence. You know what I desire more than anything, Brother Todd? His divine presence. That's what I desire. Amen. Now, I don't act like it sometimes. But I tell you, in my inner man, the spirit man of God that lives in me wants that presence of God. He don't care two cents about going through facts. He wants the presence of the person that's talking about. Amen. I already know the facts, who he is, and what the Holy Ghost revealed to me. I just want him around me. Amen. He was. Amen. Listen, everybody is saved wants him around him. Amen. If they really got the spirit in them, that's a revelation. Amen. This ain't religion. This ain't putting on an act. Amen. This is something real. Thank God he was. And the same was in the beginning with God. Amen. Right. How'd you get here? You got here by him. Oh, listen, it said all things were created by him and for him. Son, I thought about that this morning. You know them birds out there singing, they was created by him and for him. They sing, I only know this. The only thing God created that can have internal fellowship with him is the man that has a spirit life. God is what? A spirit. And they that worship him must what? Worship him in spirit and truth. That's the only way you can worship God. You can't worship God. Amen. Listen, you can use your hands, you can use your feet, but that ain't worshiping God. Worshiping God's on the inside. It might manifest to that, but it's worshiping God. You don't have to have hands. That's right. It's in your heart. It's within you. Amen. Listen, ain't God. They that worship God, amen, that means adore him. Ain't God. Fall prostrate before him. Amen. Humble yourself before him. Ain't God. If you really worship God, it's with the inward man. It's with the heart. And brother, you can't worship God unless you know God. Amen. That's what he says. Ain't much worship, but worship's more private than most of the time. But it'll manifest in assembly. Amen. I could not tell anybody in here right now that you're not worshiping God. I might tell you you're not praising God outwardly. Praise is an expression from it. Praise is an expression. It manifests. Amen. Thank the Lord. Bless his name. Oh, Lord, that don't have to be here, even though it should be some. Amen, but it can be private. Most of the time we don't have private praise. Probably not much manifest in the open praise, in the open assembly. But worship, thank God, I cannot tell. Listen, friend, worship, thank God, is an adoration from your heart to God. You could be sitting in complete solitude this morning and be worshiping God. You could be sitting on your seat at home and just think about him and adore him in your heart. And tears come in your eyes. Amen. And just say, thank you, Lord. Hey, I love you this morning. Thank God for you. I'm telling you, brother, listen, we know the same God. If we're saved, and listen, thank God, he's the one. Amen. Listen, thank God that put it together like that. You got a family this morning. God's got a family. Look at what he's, verse 3, all things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made. Every bit of the glory that God the Father gives is to the Son. Because he, listen, the Son gives glory to the Father. But in turn, God glorified his Son. That's right. They work together. Listen, me and my Father are one. Oh, yeah. And I give unto them, talking about a sheep now. And I give them eternal life, Brother Aaron, eternal. It don't start in time. It's eternal. God's eternal God. You can't start eternal life in time because it's eternal. There's no beginning, no ending. And I give them eternal life. That means we can live forever, if you don't know what I mean. And I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than I. That's what the Lord said. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Say, how you get that? It's two. No, it's one. It's one God. One God. One God. One God. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, one. Amen. See, the devil took that and got hold of unbelievers' minds and tried to, ain't God come with a denomination. Amen. With that, that's called a Jehovah's Witness because they deny the deity of Christ. They deny hell, deny the Holy Ghost. Deny all that. Charles Russell started it, and he took the Trinity doctrine and made it, amen, made it confuse people's mind that they really got the right belief. They don't even believe who Jesus is. Amen, they don't. You know why they can't? Amen, because listen, Jesus even told the Pharisees, search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they testify me. Boy, that next verse, I knocked the devil plumb out. And you will not, that's why he said, you will not come to me. That you might have life. What is life, Jesus? You know, Brother Keith's talking to Moses this morning. And Jesus. Moses, lawgiver. Law come by Moses. God give him the law. Oh, hear, O Israel, the law of God. He put the commandments out. Wrote them on stone. He said, law come by Moses, grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Grace is the favor of God upon man that don't have nothing and don't deserve it. Truth is, I put this down in my Bible, this is what I believe. Truth is pure, unadulterated fact. It's reality. If the only thing you can count on is Him, I'd like to tell you, you can count on me all the time, but I would lie to you to tell you that because I fail. But I'll tell you that truth of God ain't going to fail. No. He's, listen, it said Jesus was full. If something's full, there ain't no more room for nothing else. Amen. He's full of grace and truth. Amen. Ain't God rather listen? Amen. Somebody could say, Hyde, you're full of a bunch of junk. And I'd have to agree with him sometimes. Listen, ain't God, but when they looked at Jesus, he said he's full of grace and truth. He's got the truth. The only reason I got truth is because he's in me. That's the only way. Amen. You don't have the truth unless he's in you because he is the truth. Amen. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me. But by me. How hard is that? Well, but by me in baptism? No. But by me in joining the church? No. But by me in keeping all the commandments? You don't keep them anyway, but no. This guy said, he's talking about, amen, men was talking about this. Amen, they said, thank God if that man don't repent, if he sins, if he don't have repentance toward that sin, amen, thank God he's supposed to be saved. If he sinned and didn't repent of it, he'd go to hell. I don't think there's a person in here believes that. If you do, you're in the wrong place. In other words, if you've been saved and you sinned, and you didn't never repent before, if you died over the sin, then you're going to go to hell. Let me give you some news about it. That means nobody's going. That's right. Ain't nobody ever getting in saying, I help God. Amen. Listen, I'm just telling you that. Ain't nobody going. But this is what gets me. They'll pick out five sins, and they say, if you do this, they never mention a sin of omission. Have you loved your neighbor as yourself all these good days? Have you put others above yourself? He said, consider others above yourself. That's omission. But long as you don't cuss and smoke and drink and all that, what they come up with, amen, they're all right. I'm just being honest. Gossip's about killed us. Tongue sins is the death of a lot of people because He said the tongue's full of deadly poison. He said it sets on fire. It's a tongue of hell. It sets on fire. It burns things up. It's better to go to God. Slander is a bad thing. I'm going to say this. Whether it's truth or not, if we use our tongue with the intent to bring somebody down and degrade them, then we're doing what Diabolos does. You know who that is. That's Satan. He's the accuser of the brethren. Getting quiet. Listen, Jesus speaks the truth because he is the truth. There's nobody like him. Hey, listen, thank God, that's why I'm glad I can pray. That's why I'm glad I can talk to God about it. I'm going to be honest. I'll raise my hand before you. I ain't without having that done in my own tongue sometime. It's just the way the nature is. Amen. The action back to something is what the problem is. It ain't a lot of times you ain't, amen, going to do that. Somebody say something to you. It's just about impossible for a man to keep his mouth shut. That's the nature of man. If you say something to me I don't like, the best thing I can do is say, well, what did you think? But that ain't usually what I say. It is tough to do. Jesus don't do that. He rebuked impurity. He reproved the religious people impurity. I don't find one place in that Bible. He said, I didn't come to condemn the world, come to save it. He did not. Listen, amen, we look at people and we've already got our own mind. We've categorized people. We look at people. Amen, look at them people. Look what they look like. Amen, listen. Thank God, all you had to do is look at your heart and you won't be doing that. Amen, because you ever see who you are. Thank God, you will not look at the other people and say, look at them. I'll tell you, he's a good God. Thank God, I feel good. Boy, I've been missing this thing. I'll tell you, I ain't gonna preach long, but I'll tell you, I gotta get it out. And I don't know when it's coming, but I'm gonna go with it. Amen. Listen, that's the only thing I know is gonna help you and me. Amen. But ain't God, if it peels the hide off of you, it's good. Amen. There's hide more for you. Amen. I ain't got it to grow back. I've had my hide peel more than one time. Amen. Brother Mary said it. Ain't God, if you gotta put some guts on the wall, just make sure you put them back in them before they leave. Amen. Pretty good. That's why he told me about my thighs. He called me this morning, Brother Jane. His lungs is about gone. Diaphragm about gone. He said, you know, Brother Jane, he'll preach it so hard and rough on people, and I always like this about Brother Jane. He'll always try to bring it back before the thing goes out. Amen. That means if God's going to use reproof in your life, and it is for that because it's love. Open rebuke's better than secret love. Amen. Listen, brother, I'm just saying that Jesus, amen, does everything at your best interest and his glory and everything we go through, amen, is his will, thank God for us, amen, to face some things, amen, to show us where we're at and how much we need him, amen. There ain't nobody in this church needing more than I do. I felt like I've slid down the sliding board sometimes. And the devil helped push me, amen, right into the battle of sin and the world. Where the world's about to got us today, the system of it, and listen, God is not the God of this world. He's the God of his people in the world. That's right. Now, he's in charge of it. He's in charge of everything. Listen, the devil's on a chain. Amen. He ain't. Amen. Listen, somebody said, I always blame the devil. Amen. They blame him more than he does. I really need to be blamed because, thank God, listen, brother, the devil is, amen, the accuser. The devil is a tempter. The devil is, my friend, our adversary. But the devil don't do everything to us. I was talking to the Lord this week about something. And it's Old Testament scripture. And I said, Lord, why'd you do that? He said, that's between me and the man I done it to. He said, it ain't got nothing to do with you. That's what he told me. He said, it's in the book. Read it. God don't have to give you an answer. He would if he wanted to. You know, listen to me. Pride causes a man to fall. You know why we don't have many tears? We got too big of a head. Tears will get the big head out. Amen. Head's got swole. In the church, there's no brokenness no more. Amen. No sorrowfulness over sin. Amen. It's other people's sin, but not my sin. That's the bad thing. He said, I come to take away sin. I mean, like he said, Brother Keith, this morning, a good message on Hebrew. Thank God, he didn't cover my sin. He took my sin away.
Yeah.
Now, I won't say this, and this is what I want to say. If Jesus took away my sin, quit bringing them up. I'm talking about yourself, too. I'm the world's worst. When I think about something that I did, I need to repent and ask God to be sorry. I'm sorry. I mean, it might be the same thing. It's just rest for me. That's just the way it is. Amen. God don't even hear it. Amen. He's already done it. He took it away. Amen. God is just making sure I'm in line with him. But I'm just telling you this. Hey, God, I won't say this in a marriage. If you want to bring your spouse's sin up all the time, ain't God, the problem ain't his sin. The problem's you. Bring her sin up. You'll never have a good home without forgiveness. You won't do it. I've been in this thing for a good while. Not long as some. But I've been married now for over 40 years. And I won't say this again, and you ain't always get your way. So get the poochie lips out. Amen. There's got to be some forgiveness. Amen. There's got to be some communication. It's got to be. Listen, there ain't one thing the Lord can't take care of. The problem ain't the Lord. The problem's you. Look at this thing. I want to read verse 14 and I'll finish. And the Word was made flesh. That means that he was made human. He was made a man. It was made flesh, the Word, the deity, Christ. Amen, the one that created all these things. Amen, listen, the Word was made flesh. He was made man. And dwelt among us. The word dwelt there means he set up his tent with us. He didn't live in a palace. Jesus lived with his parents till the day he went out to the ministry, as far as I know. I don't have nothing on the book from the age of 13 to 30. Besides, he grew in stature and wisdom. Amen. And he was under subjection to his parents. Amen. Under the law he was. Amen. He reached that manhood age as Jews did around 13 years old. Is that right? But far as I know, he must have stayed with Joseph. Amen. Ain't God or went out, brother. Listen. Ain't God. And listen, it might have been him and the father. I don't know him going out and doing, living somewhere else just by ain't God out and on his own. I don't know. But I do know this. Amen. Listen. Thank God. Brother, when he got out, amen, listen, thank God he didn't have a place to lay his head. They say, Lord, I want to go home with you. He said, I am home. He said, birds have nests, foxes have holes, but the Son of Man had nowhere to lay his head. His home was in a house, no doubt, but he didn't dwell there. He was out and about. He ministered. Jesus, he lived in a world that he created. The world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He didn't live in a palace, Miss Jennifer. He didn't have on majestic king clothes. He told them, he said, go, you find these soft clothing in king's houses. He wasn't soft. Amen. That's right. He went to see John the Baptist. He said, what'd you come for? Amen. Why'd you come? You want to come see us? A reed shaking in the wind. Amen. I just want to come see him preach. I want to come hear him. Amen. But you won't find him in king's houses. Amen. Listen. All right, God, he said, brother, listen. My grandpa said it. He has raised a silver spoon in his mouth. Amen. But listen, he wasn't raised like that. He chose not to be raised like that. He took upon him the form of a servant. He made himself of no reputation. Brother, we got nice clothes on this morning. Jesus wore a robe. As far as we know, that's what they wore. He didn't have no money. He even thanked God through us. He said, how am I going to pay the taxes? Peter said, he said, go out and cast the net and catch a fish. You'll find the money in his mouth. He went out and done it, and took it out and paid the taxes. Amen. He did say, render unto Caesar's what's Caesar's, and unto God which is God's. Amen. That's what he told him in the description of the penny nest, trying to get him right there. Amen. He said, well, let's look at it. Amen. He said, well, the inscription, Caesar, pay what's Caesar's, and pay God's what's God's. Amen. Listen. Brother, listen, this life don't consist in abundance of things a man possesseth. If you had everything that you wanted and you didn't have no peace and you didn't have no joy, and listen, he said, the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but peace, rest, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's where it's at. He said he dwelt among us. He was with us. He went around sinful people. Compared to him, everybody was sinful. Because he was pure, holy, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. Amen. But he went around sinful people. He went to a man that had 2,000 devils in him. That was running naked in the graveyard that no man could tame. And put himself right there with him. And cast the devils out, and the man followed Jesus. Had his clothes on in the right mind. Amen. He went amongst a Samaritan woman. That was Jews didn't have no dealings with because they was half-breed people. Mm-hmm. Prejudiced people. Yeah. Jews were prejudiced people. Yeah. Still are. But Jesus, thank God, knew she had been married 5 times. There ain't a Baptist church around with her. 5 times and lived with a man wasn't her husband. His whole desire was that woman be freed from that lifestyle. That's right. Glory to God. Amen. He's the only one who can do it. He's the only one who can do it. He's the only one who comes to the well at the time she's going to be there. He is the only time could take that woman and deliver her. Amen. This man asked me about all that stuff. One time I said, well, would you let her sing in your church? He said, what's that got to do with it? That told me right there he wouldn't have done it. I said, I'll tell you what. I'll let her sing, testify. Woman 5 times married and live with a man wasn't her husband. If she got a drink of that living water like we did, she's as saved as we are. She's as pure as we are. Amen. Society looks down on and says there's no hope for her. And Jesus says, I got living water. I love what he said. Glory to God. Listen to what he said. Listen to this thing, son. Listen. He said, if thou knewest the gift of God, thou would ask of me and I'd give thee living water. If you knew it. If you knew who I was. That's all you was doing that day on that altar down here praying. You were seeking to find out who he was. Glory to God. Thank you, buddy. I'm just telling you, son. Listen, he loved you so much he come right and sat on your well. Amen. He loved you so much he come and sat on your well. He sat on my well. Amen. He knew how sinful I was and how no good I was. But he sat on my well because he loved me and gave himself for me. And listen, a woman got down. I ain't going through all that story. But she said, when the Messiah comes, he'll tell us all things. And the next words come out of his mouth. He said, I am he that speaketh unto thee. I am the Messiah. And she had a little old water pot. It wasn't too big. Threw it down on the ground. Run into a city and said, come see a man who told me all things ever I did is not this the Christ. She went to the men of the city. The men. Because the men was her problem. And she said, I've really met the man. I've met the man. Amen. I had some men, but I've met the man. Amen. I met the Messiah. I met the Christ. Amen. I met him, thank God, who they told me about. I'm telling you, listen, he dwelt among us. Amen. Listen, I'm through here. And listen, but the glory, he said, we beheld his glory. I wrote this down. Glory of God's this, the perfection, the deity, and the majesty of Christ. Even old sorry Pilate said, I find no fault in him. Ain't no fault. I can't find no fault in him. Find fault in yourself, but you won't find it in him. He says, see in his glory. Glory means glory. It's dignity. It's splendor. Notice this here. And he said, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Do you know him this morning? Hey, do you know him? Do you come every Sunday and say, I know about him, but I don't really know him? I know about George Washington, but I didn't know him. Amen. But I know this Lord I'm talking about. Why? Because he knows me. He gave himself for me. Amen. The only way you'll know him is believe him. Abraham believed God. If you'll believe on Christ, you'll know him. But you'll not know him. How can you believe in him who you haven't heard? You're going to hear it. You'll believe it. And then you'll see him. Right. What comes first, believing or seeing? He that believeth on the Son. You got to believe it to see it. Right. Thank the Lord. I appreciate you hearing me this morning. Thank God I'm saved. I mean, I'm just thankful I'm saved. Amen. Listen, friend, there ain't nothing in this world worth anything. Why would a man lose his soul for the world? He said, what shall it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his own soul? What's it going to profit a Christian to get all this other stuff and not know him the way you ought to know him? God bless you. Let's stand. We're here to have a word of prayer. God bless you.